to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we look at swifts. During the summer, a survey was carried out in Offaly to identify the number of these birds in the county. A similar study took place in 2017. And the only time this small bird lands is to nest. And it is now on Ireland's list of endangered birds due to its drop in population. Yadik Microshack was given the job of surveying the number of swifts in Offaly.
There is a fascinating, absolutely fascinating bird that breeds in Ireland only in the summer. So it is our summer visitor to our towns and villages. And trust me, it's one of the weirdest birds out there. But unfortunately, it doesn't get as much coverage as perhaps some other birds that live among us. People really don't know that much about the swifts. And they're very often mistaken for other birds, such as barn swallows or house martins. And unfortunately, they are experiencing a lot of issues. They're in a huge decline. Birdwatch Ireland and a few other publications are reporting massive declines over the last few decades. Even up to 60%. So that's a huge decline. So they are currently red listed as species of a bird. That means they need protection. So what Birdwatch Ireland has been doing for the last numbers of years is they are trying to survey as many counties as possible. And that includes Offaly. What I was tasked with doing is I was tasked with resurveying the known locations of the swifts, which means I was resurveying what was already surveyed in 2017. Just for comparison, really, it's one of the simplest research projects. If you had this, if you had a result previously, I think it's a good idea to come back within a couple of years just to see how things have changed. So 2017 survey identified 164 nests. In all of Offaly. Now, I identified 156, so it's about 5% drop. That might not sound that dramatic, but let me just tell you that out of the 165 nests that were identified in 2017, I was only able to confirm 100. That means 65 of those nests were lost. Now, I was probably identify additional ones, but that number is unfortunately really concerning. That means probably about about 30% of the nests that were active 6 years ago are now gone for a number of reasons. Unfortunately, a lot of it is due to renovations, the renovations of the buildings. I should have mentioned that swifts nests almost exclusively in the man-made structures, so as our houses, maybe a church.
He says their choice of location for building their nests is deep-rooted in their DNA.
It's due to their biology, because before we were able to build the buildings as a human species, swifts been around for millennia, millions of years. So what they were using to nest is were old trees, so maybe woodpecker holes or gaps in the cliffs. Unfortunately, with the dawn of the civilization, especially in Ireland and in UK, what happened is that we chopped our old trees. Those old trees, those old woods, the new woods that we planted, really, because it's fair, I think it's fair to say that almost all woods in Ireland been planted at some point. They're not there for long enough to develop those, really good nesting locations for the swifts. So what swifts actually did is that they saw that, we're providing the gaps in the buildings. So they adapted to it, and almost exclusively, almost across all Europe, the swifts nest in the man-made structures.
These birds like to return to familiar ground every year.
So swifts, in a way, they're fascinating, but in a way, they're very simple birds, so they don't like change. They will come back to the same nest each year, and any small change to the building might actually cause them to abandon the nest completely. So we have to be careful when we are renovating the buildings or heritage or buildings or schools, that we know that those swifts are there and we can provide them, with protection.
There has been a major decline in the number of swifts coming to Ireland, and this is down to them losing their nests due to construction, as many of the older buildings they would have called home are now being renovated. However, Yadik says there are things people can do to encourage them to set up home in a new location.
Yes, fortunately, there is excellent ways to protect the swifts. In a way, I believe personally from experience and reading about other projects and the if it focused on protection of some species, for example, like the curlew or a corncrake, they're unbelievably hard projects and just so many things have to fall into place to protect those species. I believe the swifts are different because of their simple, in a way, biology. What we can do, purposely build swift boxes. I'm sure some of your listeners already, you know, heard about the swift boxes. I've seen swift boxes on, let's say, the local school, or perhaps some of them even have swift boxes on their house, and they may know how successful those projects are. They are proven to be successful if managed, of course, correctly, and they would provide with really good, first of all, education, because you know those projects actually draw attention. But they also provide, they will provide swifts with protection. In my opinion, the best protection for the swifts for each town in Ireland is to put what's called built-in swift boxes into a new school, into a new library, and to any public building extension. What that means is that the construction workers, the architects, actually can put built-in swift boxes. What it means is that they replaced ritually a couple of cement blocks with the swift box. Instead, they leave those gaps open. You have to play sort of like a luring call so the swifts know that that's a good location for them. And, you know, if you put maybe 20 of those boxes in each town, that's the population of each town in Ireland secure. So, and those swift boxes will be there, and those swift nests and colonies will be there until really that building is standing, which could be hundreds of years.
And you can spot these birds by their unique call.
We really grew up with the swift call. I almost guarantee that every one of your listeners heard the swift in their town or a village. But we really grew up in it, so we almost tune it out. The number of times I took someone on a swift walk or a swift talk, and I basically showed them a swift, and they were just shocked. They were like, "I never paid attention to this bird." So they have a unique call, they have a very unique flight patterns, it's kind of similar to our barn swallows, but they're still much faster, they're a little bit bigger. And the swift is so unique that we can only see them in flight, really. We will never see swift perched, we will never see swift on the ground. They're really designed to fly. They do almost all of their biological functions in the air, which is eating, drinking, sleeping even, and they only land purposefully to raise their chicks. And I believe that if they figured out the way to raise the chicks in the flight, that they probably do it. So that's how we identify them.
More information about the swift can be found on ours2protect.ie, and there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.